After a decade in office, former North Country, New York State Assemblywoman Janet Dupree of the 115th District retired last year due to vision problems. But she was back at the Capitol in Albany recently to lobby in support of the proposed Medical Aid in Dying Act. She says her support of the measure is deeply rooted in personal experience.
The main reason that I have been involved in this for the last few years is because of my parents. I generally have kept my personal life very private, but when this legislation has come up, I feel very strongly about it. I'll tell you my story. My dad died in 1994 from mesothelioma. He was an old school tough guy, but even with hospice and the prescribed morphine, couldn't do anything to control the pain. It's a horrible disease. The pain was terrible. And for my mom and me to watch him suffering was really too much to bear. 5 years later, my mom started having a series of strokes. She lost her ability to swallow. So the only thing keeping her alive was a feeding tube. She asked me if I would support her decision to remove the feeding tube because she wanted to die. She actually consulted her minister and my priest. And I told her certainly I would support her decision. And the next day she had it taken out. And I think we talk about with this legislation, people who are mentally competent, know they are terminal, know their time is limited. My mom asked me to call the 6 men she wanted to serve as pallbearers and have them come to the hospital so she could personally ask them. They were all a bit stunned. And then about, I don't know, it was 4 or 5, maybe 6 days into what I have called our death watch, because it took 11 days for my mother to die, by the way. 11 days, she starved to death. And so about 5 or 6 days in, she asked me if I was going to do a eulogy. And I said to her, well, I hadn't really thought about it because she wouldn't let me do one at Dad's funeral. She couldn't smile anymore because of the stroke, but she still had the twinkle in her eye. And she said to me, yeah, but I don't have to listen to this one. So you want to talk about somebody who knew what she wanted, who had lived long enough, she was 87, who felt that she just wanted to be with Pete, and that her time here was over. And as I said, it was 11 days that I stayed with her. When the end came, my daughter Michelle and I were there holding her hands. My husband and Michelle's husband both were there with us. And I can tell you that forcing any person and their loved ones to go through that, to live what I would call torture, it's not something that we should be proud of as a society. So I still miss my parents. And I don't know. I can't presume whether or not they would have made the choice to use medical aid in dying. But I absolutely believe that both of them should have had the choice, and I want to have the choice.
Janet Dupree, why do you think people are more accepting of the medical aid in dying concept?
You know, we're living longer as a society. We're certainly able to keep people alive so much longer. And where people with cancer would have died sooner, or people with somebody like my dad's diagnosis would have died sooner, now they're being kept alive to the point where people are now saying, why are we doing that? And part of it is the Brittany Miner case in Oregon, where people know that there can be an alternative. And perhaps those of us who are getting a little more seasoned in age are starting to say, hey, this could be me. And first of all, nobody wants to talk about death, which is part of it. You know, whether we like it or not, none of us are leaving this world alive. So I think that's hurdle number one. People just don't want to face it. And then I bet that, 90%, maybe a higher number than that would say, well, I just want to go in my sleep. I just want to drop. But that's not the reality. So then I think you take the next step and say, wow, should I have to lay in a bed for 11 days knowing that I'm not going to get better? I don't know. But I think as a society, we're becoming more open to things and saying, why do we force people to suffer if they don't need to suffer? And that's how I look at this. And, you know, let's not forget the word choice. Nobody ever has to do it. 36% of the people in Oregon who get the prescription don't use it. I just think it's something that every family is going to face at some time if they haven't already.
Former Assemblywoman Janet Dupree does not expect the bill to pass before the end of this session and says advocates are educating legislators about death with dignity issues. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.